Love them or loathe them, the feijoa season is upon us, and buyers are being warned the fruit might be a little bit banged up this season thanks to the extreme weather. Some fruit and veggie crops were decimated in January floods and Cyclone Gabrielle, but feijoas are still in good supply. And joining us now is Ian Turk from the Feijoa Growers Association. Kia ora, Ian. How are the fruit looking this year compared to what maybe they looked like in previous years?
Yeah, well, the fruit is starting to come out of Gisborne now, and reports are we've got plenty of good quality, good tasting fruit. So that's all good for all the consumers. Your earlier comment about the fruit being a bit banged up, there may well be some fruit that's been a bit windblown on trees, and some markings from just the weather that we've had over the last few years. So if you do see a bit of fruit in the supermarket that's just got a few marks on it, don't worry about the taste or the quality inside, and think about the growers. It's always good to support those, because there's certainly some growers doing it tough at the moment.
So, Ian, are you saying it's what's on the inside that matters?
Exactly right. Yep. I do know of one or two people who leak the skin, but they are very few.
Because shoppers do have a bit of a funny attitude to fruit and veg that kind of doesn't look like it came out of a photo shoot sometimes, right?
Yeah, that's right. And, I think when was it? Hailstorms a couple of years ago, we had Stormy Fruit brand, which was Hailmark fruit. And, the Ugly Fruit brand, I'm sure everyone knows. And it's good quality fruit. There's no reason to not eat it and enjoy it.
Any change in price because of maybe a slightly different outer appearance?
Yeah, it'll probably go up because everyone wants to support the growers that have been hit by the weather.
What's a kilo worth right now, roundabout?
Oh, look, this time of the season is not good. I've heard reports that some of the very early fruit was in the supermarket at $19 a kilogram. But
what?
give it a week or two, it'd be down round about $6-7 a kilogram.
You reckon that's where it will settle?
Oh, I think that's where it should settle, looking at past seasons.
So they are still in really good supply, and I find this interesting because quite a few crops really got hammered, right? And you talk about Gisborne, that was a district that had extreme weather. So how come you've still got a really good supply? What saved them?
We certainly have some growers, and I know a couple that just won't pick this year because we're hit in some of the worst areas out of Napier Hastings. But there's also, you might recall that a few days after Gabrielle went through, apples were being harvested and picked. So there are orchards within those areas that weren't flooded, don't have silt problems. That's not decrying that they had weather issues, and there will be tree damage and shelter belt damage and fruit quality issues. But there is still a crop coming out of these regions, and feijoas are grown from top of the South Island right through to Northland. So we've got orchards that are not in the affected areas as well.
So basically geographic diversity might have saved the crop.
That certainly helped us, yep. So Gisborne's coming on stream at the moment, but we'll move into the Waikato and head on down south over the next few weeks.
Are they a big export?
No, we don't export many at all. Some get exported at the moment, mainly to Australia, but only a small amount. They have a very short shelf life, so that means they've got to be air freighted, which pushes the cost up tremendously.
Ian, you are probably acutely aware of the fact that feijoas are quite polarising. Would you agree?
No.
You don't
think
so?
They seem to be. They definitely seem to be, don't they?
Yeah, some people reckon they smell a bit funky. It's even been mentioned maybe, I'm going to say it, just put it out there, like pee. What do you think?
Like what, sorry?
Pee.
Pee?
As in wheeze.
No, not at all. I've never heard that, and I've been in the feijoa industry for a long time. It must be one that was very old.
Okay, Ian, let's have your best pitch for an alternative recipe, because I see that feijoa nachos are a thing.
I was just going to say feijoa nachos, and it sounds odd, doesn't it? But feijoas are a South American fruit, so, fit them in with nachos. That's the recipe that I've seen on the 5 Plus a Day website, and I'm going to try it this year with a bit of Fiji salsa on the side. So how's that?
Yeah, it sounds great. What would be your normal favourite go-to for a Fiji recipe?
Oh, well, no recipe, just
straight up.
Halve it and scoop it out and eat it.
Sounds
then go
fantastic.
On to the next one.
I'm biased. I love them. Thank you, Ian. Really appreciate your time. That's Ian Turt from the Fiji Growers Association. Wow, that's pretty hardcore. $19 a kilo at the moment. Let's hope they settle where he says they will.